You're listening to the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. We give you the tips and strategies to help you utilise the web to get more traffic, leads and sales for your business. Now here's your host, Nick Morris.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 6 of the Web Marketing Adelaide podcast. I'm your host, Nick Morris, and today we're going to be talking about networking tips for Adelaide small businesses. Not strictly a marketing topic, but still should be very interesting. Now, if you've been over to the Web Marketing Adelaide website recently, that's www.webmarketingadelaide.com.au, you may have seen we've got some nice photos up there, and that's because I wanted to think of a few different ways of making the podcast more interesting and more Adelaide-y, so I've reached out to some photographers. I'm going to reach out to some more, and I've got them to submit some photos that we can brighten up the blog with, brighten up the website with. So the photos you can see there now are from Luke Tanzel from The Wandering Videographer. And I've got some links up there to his Facebook page where you can check out some more of his work. And you can see the photos there in our past episodes and our episode for today. So let's, without further ado, let's get into the meat of the episode. You may or may not be aware that we actually have a blog for this podcast as well, but that's at a different website that's called www.internetmarketingadelaide.com. And this blog actually predates the podcast by over a year. There's quite a few posts up there. There's various interviews I've done with internet marketing experts from around Adelaide, and we've also got some guest posts up there. I'm encouraging the guests we have on the podcast to write a guest post, so sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. But you can go there and see the post I've just made for today about networking, which is what this episode is going to be about as well. And I've mentioned before in the past that I often go to a flying solo meetup. And I think last week I also mentioned that I was going to the Adelaide Silicon Beach meetup, which I did on Thursday evening. And it was quite interesting. There was quite a few people there. Got to talk to a number of different people. But while I was there, and in the past as well, I've sort of wondered about the whole networking thing. People often seem to want to go to a networking event from the discussions I've seen and discussions I've had with people, but they're not entirely sure how valuable it actually is. So they won't really sort of put off other things to go to a networking thing. It's kind of like if they have nothing else to do, they'll go along to a networking thing. So I just wanted to sort of explore whether it was actually possible to get enough value from it where it actually becomes a priority rather than sort of something you do, you have nothing else to do. And I've sort of pulled a few of my ideas and done some research to see what's out there and see what other people are saying. And I've come up with 6 tips for networking in Adelaide. Actually more. Networking in general, but we'll say networking in Adelaide because we're in Adelaide, of course. So here are my 6 tips. So number 1, figure out what your networking objectives are. So that might be determining sort of what the networking event is about. So you might find that some networking events are more for professionals, and you might be a small business owner, so you probably want to go for more of the events that are more going to meet your objectives, where you're going to meet the sorts of people that you can get value. So I think that's tip number 1. Before I move on to tip number 2, I'll just say I've gone through about 5 different points of good things that you can get from networking. And they would be number 1, new clients or customers. That might be people you actually meet in person at a networking event, or it might be someone that gets referred by someone that you meet in person. You can get increased reputation, personal branding, and awareness, which is all very good and can increase your business sort of overall in a more indirect way. You can find and meet business or joint venture partners, people you might want to work with in your future. You can get business advice and tips, so advice on how to run your business, like tips for different tools or different, say, productivity techniques or books and things like that. And lastly, it's a great opportunity to make friends, get support, vent with like-minded people. So people that are going through similar things to you and perhaps people in similar or the same industry as you. Now let's move on again back to the tips. So number two tip is arrive early. It's much harder if you're arriving late. I mean, I've done both where I've arrived early or arrived late to a networking event. And if you arrive late, you sort of find the situation where everyone is already talking and they're all set into little groups, and it's kind of harder to enter the conversation. You sort of sidle up to people and you try and sort of introduce yourself, but you don't want to, you know, interrupt them too much. So it's much better, and you give yourself more opportunity to network as well if you get there early. That way that you can greet people as they come, say hello, speak to them for a little while, and then sort of move on to the next person as they come. And you sort of, it's a bit more free and less sort of pressured situation, I find anyway. And I've seen a similar tip mentioned by a number of other articles, so I think it's probably a good tip to take on board. Okay, tip number three, try and meet everybody. Now, this might not be a tip that everyone would agree with, but I look at it this way. You never know who you could be missing out on if you only sort of keep yourself to a very small number of people. So, but it should be taken with a grain of salt. So I'd say try and meet everybody if that's possible. I mean, if there's like over 20 or 30 people and you only have an hour and a half, it might not be long enough to meet everybody and have a proper conversation with each person. And certainly if you're having a really great conversation with someone that could be really valuable to you, or it could be a really good opportunity or a good relationship in the future, you don't want to just sort of blow them off. But if there's a natural gap in the conversation and, you're going off to do, someone's gone to the toilet or get to a drink or something like that, then this would be a good opportunity to go and try and meet someone different rather than sort of coming back to that same person. All right, tip number four, focus on others, not yourself. Now, this is sort of an obvious one that most people would say, but it's really easy to just talk about yourself. I mean, I think everybody, the general idea is that everybody likes to talk about themselves, and it's easy to start talking about yourself and not realize that maybe how you're coming across or whatever. I think you can make much more of an impression and get much more value if you focus on listening to other people, asking questions or good questions to get information from them, and helping other people out. So helping them to solve their problems or trying to connect them with another person or resource if you can't help them directly. And I think this strategy is much more valuable, like I said, than sort of trying to give your pitch or talk about your own services, because I mean, what you're an expert in will come across anyway as you're talking about, as you're helping people out. If you can actually help them out because they have a problem that's related to what you do, then the act of you helping them will be like a sales pitch as well. I mean, it's not actually a sales pitch, and you probably shouldn't think of it that way, but it will actually help your business. So certainly focus on providing value rather than sort of selling. And the other thing is, if the person you're talking to is not going to be sort of a direct client, or they're not directly looking for someone in your expertise or your area, they may refer someone else, or certainly can help your branding and your reputation. So I think it's really the great way to go. Okay, tip number five is collect business cards. And I think the instinct of people is to bring lots of business cards and try and hand them out to as many people as possible, and I think certainly you should do that too, but I always like to make sure I collect other people's business cards. So then you have an opportunity to follow up with them later, which will be a later tip. I like to collect the business cards and arrange them by the event that they came from, that the person was at. So that way, next time I go to that event, if it's, an ongoing networking event, which is every month or whatever, I can sort of get out that group of business cards the next time, have a look through, look at the different names, and try and remember who they were and, what they looked like. So if I see them again, I can instantly say, how you doing, Greg, or whatever, and you instantly know what they do, and you don't have to sort of go back and say, oh, sorry, what was your name again, etc. And I think that is a good impression, and certainly, especially for people who aren't particularly good with names, like I am, not particularly good with names, so it's good to jog your memory by having a look at those business cards. I've also seen a tip where someone will write down notes on someone's business card when they collect it while they're at the event, so to remind them, about the conversation you were having or whatever, later when you go home, so to have an idea of what the conversation was about. Okay, lucky last tip number 6. Follow up and follow up some more. I think, again, this one, a bit like number 4, is a common tip that most people would say, but perhaps not many people do. I mean, from all the networking events I remember going to, there's probably not that much following up going on, and perhaps I probably haven't taken the opportunity to follow up as much as I should either. So it's something that, you know, a lot of people say that probably not that many people do. So certainly in the first few days, I think after the event, it's a good idea to try and get in contact with all those people that you met, especially the ones that you really think you had a good connection with, a good conversation, and where there's some value in continuing that relationship. One way of doing that is to email them and try to think of something that you talked about. So try to give it like an add-on to that conversation. So it might be sort of a new thought to do with that conversation, or it could be a link to an interesting article or an interesting video or something that's related. And then going forward, try and keep in contact with that person. You don't have to, you know, be constantly talking to them, but try and just sort of remind them of you every so often. So every few weeks or so it might be. So it might be on, say, social media, or a quick email to see how, you know, they're doing, or to follow up on some project that they were doing when you met them. Like I said, social media. There's a number of social groups in Adelaide. You can follow, say, the Social Adelaide groups on Twitter and other social networks. And lots of people in the social scene sort of follow that. Or, you know, the hash Adelaide hashtag on Twitter as well. There's some quite active networking groups on LinkedIn. And there's probably quite a few groups on Meetup as well. That's where a lot of networking events are organized, through meetup.com. So you can go on there. And I think there's a certain amount of conversation that goes on the meetup.com website as well, on the event pages. And yeah, on Facebook as well, there's various public and private groups and pages where people ask questions and network and whatnot. And I was on a few different of those pages today, asking for if anyone knew any WordPress developers. So it's a perfect example of where you can meet up again with people you've met, and you can also network with new people. So that's my 6 tips. If you go to our website, webmarketingadelaide.com.au, there'll be a link there to the article I've written on the blog, which again is internetmarketingadelaide.com. And that article has a list of 6 networking events in Adelaide that I'm aware of that you can have a look at to get started in the networking space. I think that's all for me for this week. Once again, as usual, head over to our website, webmarketingadelaide.com.au. Leave your feedback. Suggest any topics or questions you want us to talk about in the future. We'd love to have your questions and suggestions. See you next week.